Michael Porter Jr., Midas LaMelo, and the Ball Brothers had a live stream where they were talking about how much they tip. So let's go into the fun stuff. We're going to go into that. We're going to go into the money. We're going to talk about housing. We're going to talk about all of that. All right? Let's get in there. So I think this is the part. Hold on. Let me see.
What is it? Is it? It's gotten to that point now? Like, you can have AI girlfriend?
So talk to it. Don't answer.
That's crass.
He just listens, though. That is nice. You know, for real, though.
It went on like some nanny type.
Yeah, right, we're going to play some rage bait, man. So give me your takes on the internet's hottest takes, all right? So here's the first one. Men shouldn't be allowed to dance on tables or couches.
People probably more self-conscious now. Yeah, you're right.
What about you, PJ?
Like, you know.
Prostitution should be legal.
I think
it's transactional.
Hey, man. What you mean?
What? They shouldn't get a young kid. Don't drink, man. These young nuggets. Like,
move on, though. They got to find a better word then. They got to rebrand then,
right?
That sounds better.
She just, as a person, isn't interested.
Agreed. It's going to be on TikTok.
Are you still watching?
Like, this is this shit got to text you back. Or how long is too long?
I mean, I leave a tip. If I'm at a restaurant,
right, here it is, sir.
Like me, it could take me a while to text back, but that don't, like, that's the way I look at it.
Okay, so if you have to go up to order, you don't have to tip. Is tipping culture out of control?
I think it depends who you ask.
I mean,
first of all, let me say this. They could do better than this. They could do way better. The mics sound crazy. The set looks stale. They put up a thing that says Ball in the Family Podcast. These niggas got all this money, and they out here looking dusty on they set. I'm just going to be honest with you. As a person that is a content creator, niggas be having all this money, and they won't even put no money into their stuff. They dependent on their name just to be able to get off their thoughts. Looking dusty, lighting is garbage, trash. People don't take their stuff serious, bro. People don't take their stuff serious. My stuff.
They wanted to be in music. I'm on tour. I'm on several world tours in front of people, in church.
Like, invest in your stuff, bro. It don't have to be dusty. You can put a better, and it don't have to be perfect either. But if you got money like that, then put some money into your set, bro.
I'll leave a tip. If I'm at a restaurant and shit, I'll leave a little tip.
What's the biggest tip y'all left?
Nigga ain't going to Chipotle and leaving tips or McDonald's or none of that.
I just think the 20% rule is like, if you spending $3K on a meal, like, you know what I mean? You shouldn't have to tip $600, 20% to me. But like, and then Uber Eats is another thing. If the Uber Eats order is $250, why are you still tipping 20% when they're doing the same amount of work as if you ordered a $20 meal? You know what I'm saying?
I don't understand, bro. Honestly, and I guess this is going to be a forever discussion, disagreement between me and a lot of other people, because I tip my Uber Eats person on the app and I tip them an additional 10 to 20 when they deliver it to me. They're using a car, they're using a gas, they're using a tires, they got to get oil changes. Like, I tip my Uber driver $20 before we even take off. And let me tell you why, bro. I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm going to use my privilege to talk about this. Somebody say, yeah, you're doing too much, AD. All right, so let me give you my opinion. I tip the person at Wendy's. I went and seen Wicked yesterday. I tipped the guy that made my drink at Wicked. I tip a lot. Everybody that know me, anybody that's around me know, and I'm very, very generous. I'm very generous when I'm dealing with people, when I work with people, when I tip people. I tip the valet a lot of money, and I'm gonna tell you why. My number one reason personally that I do it is because I'm blessed. I believe this disgusts me. Watching Michael Porter Jr., LiAngelo Ball, and Lonzo Ball talking about being cheap. Because when you're blessed, and this is, again, this is my opinion personally. First, I'm going to speak to it from my lens, and then I'm going to speak to it from the regular people's lens. Yes, I seen Wicked. We're going to be reviewing it on Sunday. When you are blessed, when you have a significant amount of resources, I don't want to say millionaire because, you know, people be triggered by that and all of that stuff. It ain't even about that. When you have a significant amount of resources, I believe that you almost, I don't want to say have an obligation, but you need to be treating people very, very, very well. And it ain't even on no so they can treat you well. It's a way of kind of giving back to the people that add value into your life, because you have to kind of be the balance. You got to be the balance. You have to be the person, because there's going to be a bunch of other people that cheap out. They're going, you know, you're going to go in and the server is going to be making tips. They're going to make $2 an hour plus tips. And the people at the breakfast spots, they're not going to really be making a lot of money because people going to cheap out. And at breakfast, if you make a lot of money, and this is for y'all that start to get money, change your habits when you start to get some real money, all right? At the breakfast spots, tip 100%. At the breakfast spots, tip 100% if you got money. I don't want to see no nigga that's out here spinning and flashing. Because see, this is the way I see it. We go out here and we spend. These same niggas will take a $40,000 private flight to trick off on some hoes, but they'll sit there and complain about the nigga that drive them their food. They'll trick off on some hoes. They'll take a hoe shopping. They'll go and get a private flight. Hey, Showcase Classics, what do I tip when I go to the casino? What do I tip when I go to the casino, Showcase Classics? You know me in real life. They'll trick off on some hoes, go and take a private flight, go and spend $300,000-$500,000 on a car. And then the person that bring them their food or their housekeeper or something like that. When I go into a place, I tip thousands of dollars. It don't matter if I win. It don't matter if I lose, because that all goes straight to the dealers. It don't go to the casino. It goes to the dealers. And so if you're going to spend some money, y'all spend it. Y'all overpay for bottles inside of the club and all of this stuff, but then you won't look out for the person that's bringing you the bottles. You see what I'm saying? Like, I believe if you get money, and again, I'm only right now speaking for people that generate a significant amount of resources. These niggas is making 10, 20, 30 million dollars a year. 10, 20, 30. I don't give a fuck about. Showcase will tell you, nobody, not one person, not a whale, nobody tips like I tip. Nobody tips like I tip. I give orange chips when I tip. That's $1,000 tips. And if you got money, then take care of the people. Take care of the valet. Take care of the bellhops. Take care of the security. Take care of the dealers. Take care of people. No. Jason 18. This is why a lot of people be broke. This is why a lot of people, you as a person that generates a lot of revenue, I personally believe that you have an obligation to take care of and spend money and keep money circulating in the economy by putting it directly in the pockets of the people that serve you. If you are a millionaire, tip your people. Tip the person that's serving you. Take care of the people that's around you. Look out for this person. Look out for this person. Man, listen, bro. We can't take this shit with us, bro. And I'm not telling you to not be responsible. I'm not telling you to not take care of your business. I'm not telling you to not to invest. I'm saying you need to bake that into the cost of being outside. That's the only way everybody eat. Y'all sit there and y'all complain all the time about the people that's at the top. They'll never do nothing. What do you think circulation of money into the environment is doing? If I go to the Gucci store and I spend $6,000-$7,000, I'm going to take care of my nigga to help me. The dude that called me, hey, Anton, hey, man, I got a gift for you. Hey, man, I'm looking out. All right, bro, cool. I got you, big dog. I'm going to make sure I'm going to spend that. If you spend it seven, throw your man five. Throw your man four. Throw your man, throw him at least 100, 200. If you going to go out here and trick off on this hoe, hey, man, when your brother call you, hey, dog, I mean, hey, man, I'm in a bad bind. I'm in a bind. Cool. I want you to get your life together, but at the same time, I'm not going to deny you. If you busting down a bag, but you the only person getting money and your friends is looking dusty, I got a Michael Vick mentality. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. If I'm living decent, everybody else should be around me good. If I'm decent, everybody else should be good, bro. Like, I don't want to be in this by myself, bro. I ain't trying to be, like, if I make $1 million, 250 of it is going. It's going to go to the people that surround me, bro. It's going to go to the person. And everybody that worked for me will tell you, Anton don't pay no less than 100K. Anton don't pay no less than 100K because you got to take care of the people that surround you. And if you smart with your money, you'll continue to make way more money year after year, year after year. Your net worth is going to grow. Look out for your friends. Look out for your homies. Invest in this person. Hey, man, give me a business plan, bro. Let's work on it. Now, again, I'm only speaking right now from the lens of a person that generated a significant amount of income. I'm not talking to a person that's just trying to figure it out, trying to work it out. I'm going to speak to that shortly. But if you get money like these dudes, take care of your people, bro. Look out for the server. If you go to breakfast, it's cheap as fuck. It ain't no way in the world you don't have a breakfast meal that costs more than individually by yourself, even at the best breakfast spots, $30 tops. Throw the lady $60. Hey, keep the change. That ain't gonna hurt you. You don't even realize it's gone, bro. You're not even going to realize that it's gone. You're not even gonna know it's gone. That $60, that extra $30, you forgot about it. You forgot about it. Throw that to the people, man. Every time I go to the grocery store, I don't go that often. I might go like twice a month tops. I always look out for somebody. I always make sure, all right, I got to find somebody to pay for their groceries. If I see somebody paying in cash, now if you're getting food stamps, you're getting that from the federal government. But if I see somebody paying in cash or something like this, I don't go and check their pockets. I don't go and see what kind of car they're driving. I don't do none of that. Hey, take care of them. The cashier, put that on me. I come in and the next person behind me, I'm going to pay for their stuff. I go, throw my stuff in the car, come back in. By the time I come back in, I swipe my card, I leave. I ain't even got to get no accolades from them. Look out for people. That's what we do. That's what we do, man. We look out for people. If somebody say, hey, man, I'm hurting right now, this and that, so on and so forth, they may go and use drugs, but they might really be hurting and they might need some help. That's between them and God. I can't stand these cheap people, man. I hate cheap, rich people. Aggravates me. Aggravates me to my core. I've always believed that because I'm a generous person and because I'm a giver, that I will be blessed for the rest of my life. That's the way I live my life. That's the way I live my life. I'm going to always have because I'm going to always give. And I'm going to tell you another thing, bro. Our real currency, it ain't the money, bro. That's what you realize when you get to a certain level in life. Your currency is not money. Your currency is people. The way that we show that we love God is to show that we love the people that interact with us on a daily basis, because those are the people that got you. Not you can't see God. You can't give God nothing. The only way you can show you love God is by loving the people on this earth. And you can love in several different ways, but when you have the opportunity to pour into somebody, you gotta pour, bro. You gotta give them. Look out. I ain't gotta wait for somebody to need something to know that I can help out and take care of it. Anytime some of my closest people around me, hey man, bro, they don't even have to ask me. If they mention something and I know I can take care of it, it's done. It's done. It's just done. So you gotta look out for people, bro. When you get to a point, stop being stingy. Don't be Scrooge. I know a lot of y'all think that y'all know because you ain't really, 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 really ever changed nobody's life, but you gotta be life-changing. Your equity is with the people. As long as you have great people, you will never be broke. You will never be destitute. You will never be lonely, and you'll never be without. People will always make sure you're taken care of, not because you gave them money, but because you cared enough about them to do what you could for them when you had the opportunity to. That's the way you show you love God. Care nothing about this shit. Care nothing about this money. This money don't even be worth the paper that we printed on. We put so much stock in money. Yes, we got to make it. Yes, we use it as a tool, but don't love it so much to where it becomes a part of you to where you want to hoard it and prevent everybody else from getting some. Spend that shit and have fun with it. Do the responsible thing, take care of your business, and then when you get money, spend that shit. Go and treat your people good. Pay for dinner. That's life. Pay for that shit. I hate when these niggas have got all of this money and they want to go spend it at Louis. You don't even know the nigga that owned Louis. You don't know him. You don't know the person that owns Chanel. You don't know none of it. You give your money to a billionaire, but you won't give it to the people in your local community, right? We always want to be stingy with the people that surround us, people that you see and you work with every day. We'll go and give our money to a fucking billionaire, which is cool. Buy what you want, but you ain't going to spend none with your homie. You ain't going to do that. That's whack to me. That's whack to me. But let's continue.
They still just bringing the meal to you. So I would say tipping culture is definitely out of control to me. But I'm a bad tipper. I ain't going to lie.
Me too. I'm a bad.
I would say, though, with tipping, though, you have the option not to, right?
But they're going to put your stuff on the internet.
I sit down with
Sam, Zo ain't.
Niggas only tipping because they don't want to get called out on the internet.
Tip.
But I could get like a $400 meal, nigga, and I'm only giving a 10 or a 20 on how you was on that night. Like, that's how I rock, for real. Unless I really, like, you know, I'm trying to flatter some shit, I leave a little hundo out.
See, they'll throw a 100 for a hoe, but won't throw nothing for their homies. I'm trying to flatter some shit. Yeah, I might throw a hundo for her. Y'all always tricking. One thing that y'all will know for sure, and you can ask Slimmy, you can ask Quentin, you can ask anybody in the Bag Chasers. My homies get treated just like the women. And I ain't saying that they women. I'm saying that if I'm paying for everything. I'm not separating it based off of man or woman. Yo homie Dusty, bro, he got to carry the camera for you. And this nigga make $20, $30. $30,000 a year, but you can't wait to spend it on a hoe. Y'all niggas is weak. These niggas is corny to me, bro. I'm sorry. They corny to me, man.
Yeah, or something. The nigga, I ain't doing 20%. I'm not gonna lie. It's either a 10 or a 20. You was great, nigga. You get a 20 from me. You was cool. I'll shoot you a 10 just for being there type shit. I ain't gonna go off on my meal. I ain't gonna lie. I know it's sick.
Hey, man. That's what I'm saying. It's optional.
So you leave 20% every time?
Yeah. Standard.
Y'all boys different.
So Lonzo, the only person in here that took 20%. Got it.
Already paying taxes and shit.
Okay.
No, for real.
Nah, it'd be the room service ones that get me hot, though, because it'll be like the service charge will be.
So here's the thing. I don't think that everybody, now for regular people, for regular everyday people, I don't think that everybody has to get a tip, right? I do it out of the goodness of my heart. I'm not saying that everybody else has to do it. When you go to McDonald's, you go to Wendy's, you go to Starbucks, if you want to throw a dollar in a cup or something like that, cool, if you at Starbucks or a coffee shop or whatever. I don't think that people should be required to tip in industries that get paid a whatever regular hourly wage. For servers, I think that servers should get a minimum of 15%. For I do a minimum of 20%. I usually do way more than that. At the worst, I think servers should get minimum 15%. 20% is my standard minimum. And I don't think that just because you're working at Walmart or something that you should get a tip. All right? I don't think that just because you're working at Walmart or something that you should get a tip. Now, I like to make sure that people are taken care of because I am just I'm just a nice, generous person. But I just think that people have a selfishness in their spirit, and that's going to reflect on who they are as a person. If you are a stingy nigga, and women are, oh my God, women, I ain't even going to talk about y'all. Women, especially black women, they are the dustiest, stingiest people as a group that you could ever run into in your entire life. Women are the dustiest, stingiest group of people that you can never run into in your entire life. Women are notoriously horrible, 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 horrible tippers. Horrible tippers. Women are the dustiest, slowest, stingiest group of people. When black women go into a restaurant, people start clutching their pearls. Like, oh, shit. Here we go again. Here we go again. And they make the rest of us look bad. Africans, you can forget it. Keep your open-toe sandals home. Stop coming outside asking for service. Can't stand no funky tipping African. Africans aggravate me when it comes to tipping. The stingiest people that I've ever seen in my entire life, bro. Got their open-toe sandals and refuse to adapt to the culture that they're in. If I was a server, I would be so rejecting of an African coming to my table. No Africans, no black women, no white women, no women. If it's not a guy with a chick trying to trick, I don't want him. If it's not a white man, a snow hair, I don't want him. If it's not a American black man, I wouldn't want them at my table. I would be the most biased, racist person as a server that you can ever think of in your entire life. There is no way in the world that you would ever get me to serve an African woman or man, a black woman, group of black women specifically. There's a lot of these black women ain't even coming out the house with money. They hoping that a nigga buy them a drink. They broke. All right. Or women in general. Do not give me their table. I do not want the section that is diversity, equity, and inclusion. I don't want it. I would not take the table for I don't want no diversity, equity, and inclusion table. I'm cool. That's my standard, and I'm sticking to it.